I'm Lance Carter, and you're listening to the Daily Actor Interview Podcast. Hey guys, welcome back. Today I'm talking to Carrie Preston. She's currently starring in HBO's True Blood as Arlene. Carrie has the incredible ability to transform herself in any role that she does. Want proof? Check her out in Duplicity, Doubt, or Vicky Cristina Barcelona. She's like a chameleon. And go to the website, dailyactor.com, to check out her demo reel. We talk about her time on Broadway, Juilliard, her husband, the awesome Michael Emerson, and yes, True Blood.
So you're from Georgia, and you got started doing plays as a kid.
Yeah, I was one of those, like, I like to say I'm a lifer, you know? I'm in it for life. My brother is also an actor. And we started doing plays, you know, in Macon, Georgia, community theater, you know, when we were pretty young. My brother John, his name's John Preston, he got the first play, and then I got watched. He's older than me, you know, by 2 years, so I watched him, and I was like, I want to do what John's doing. And then before we knew it, we were, you know, completely ensconced in the doing plays growing up. And then, you know, I even, like, started my own, you know, street theater company, like, when I was in the seventh grade with all the neighborhood kids, and I would charge, like, 25 cents, and we would make up skits and sing songs and do it in the front yard. I mean, it was very clear that was what I wanted to do with my life. I just didn't know that you could make a living at it, you know?
Was there any one sort of show or one specific moment that you're like, you know what, this is it?
It was really from, I definitely got bitten by the bug, you know, immediately, you know, when I was in the fourth grade, you know, just doing, like, the school, or the community theater production of, you know, some play that it was called The Lion Who Wouldn't. you know how they write those plays for kids and stuff. And, you know, the director who was running the community theater, you know, he pulled my mom aside and he said, your child's an actor. And my mom said, oh, thank you. Oh, yeah, no, she's having a good time. And he's like, no, you're not hearing me. Your children are actors. Like, that's what they are. So even he, you know, looking at us, encouraged us, you know, as a young age and sort of brought it up to my parents in a way that they had to kind of sit up and listen, you know. And thankfully my parents were very supportive and never tried to talk us into becoming accountants or anything like that.
Yeah, my mom said that to me more than once. I was like, Mom, I can't even count.
Yeah, exactly. There's no backup here. This is it. Uh-huh. Yeah, this is what we're doing, you know.
I mean, you went to Juilliard. How was that? I've heard it can be tough.
Yeah, you know what? It's funny, like, whenever I run into people that I was in school with, and I'm still very close to, I mean, one of Jane Foskes, who was in my production company with me, we were at Juilliard together. And it's sort of like we went through Vietnam. You know, we kind of like say, yeah, we were in Nam together, and, you know, we were in acting boot camp. But you know what? It was a great program. I went there after I'd already gone to undergrad. So I was very, very focused there. And if you are, you know, you can get a lot out of that place. You know, I mean, I probably could have left after a year or two and been fine, but it's like, if I hadn't had those 4 years in New York City to acclimatize myself to that town and the business and stuff, I think it would have taken me that long to, you know, get a Broadway show anyway. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah. And so I may as well be there, you know, learning and being around, you know, some of the best teachers in the country, you know. So I kind of felt a little bit lucky, like I was in a little bit of a cocoon, mm-hmm. you know, and was able to kind of hatch out of that and into the industry in a less painful way than if I just moved to New York from Macon, Georgia.
So after leaving Juilliard, you were on Broadway with Patrick Stewart doing The Tempest.
Yes.
That's got to be thrilling and nerve-wracking, my Lord.
It was a pretty exciting way to make my Broadway debut. I mean, luckily we had done the play Shakespeare in the Park first, and it was it was a big hit in Central Park, and they hadn't, you know, had a a hit like that in a long time. So it was very exciting. We would finish a show, and there would be people camping out for the next day to get the tickets for the next night. You know, so it was like that. It was kind of magical, you know, to be doing that play in the open sky, you know, a play about a tempest, you know, and it was, sometimes it would rain, and then we would, you know, be able to be talking about the storm, and it would be there, and the audiences were just loving it. It was really cool to be able to take the show that was so big and then transfer it indoors and make it work in there. And of course we had George Wolfe, who's, you know, a genius director, and we had a limited run, so the houses were always full. And, you know, I made a great friend in Patrick Stewart, and then ended up many years later doing Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf with him at the Guthrie, playing Honey. So I got to do two plays with him, which was great. And we already had, you know, built this relationship. But that's what you do, you know, you build relationships with people. Right. And, you know, if you're lucky, you get to work with them again.
What do you like better, Broadway or film and television?
You know, I really am very happy taking a break from the theater right now. I mean, I love it, and I certainly have been doing it all my whole life. But it's fun to be in the television and film mediums now and learning the ropes there, you know, because it was something that I started doing, you know, later after all the theater training and stuff. And so I'm really happy doing that right now. Yeah. Really, really happy with that. Yeah. Yeah. And then, of course, the directing and producing of films, too, is very exciting for me.
Looking at your resume and your work, you've been in a ton of TV shows and films that I've seen, and you are almost completely unrecognizable in each role. You look totally different from part to part.
Yes.
That's,
yeah.
That's, I mean, for me, that's just amazing.
I appreciate you noticing that. A lot of times, you know, I kind of feel like I'm starting over with every part because people don't realize that I was also the one that was in 10 other things that they've seen. So I'm, you know, the last couple of years ago, I finally, you know, hired a publicist, and that has been great because, you know, they've been able to sort of connect the dots for people, you know, and say, you know, actually, you know, she's the redhead on True Blood, but you watch Duplicity and she's the, you know, the blonde kind of, you know, worker, you know, kind of conservative. And then on True Blood, she's the, you know, crazy buxom, sassy waitress, you know, and it is definitely, been interesting for me, especially since I'm pretty much incognito when I'm out in the world, you know? Yeah. But that can be fun because people get, they're always, like you just said, they're always a little bit surprised, you know, that.
So you've worked with some fantastic actors. Do you ever sit back and watch them work and kind of find out later maybe you're stealing some sort of bit of technique from them?
Sure. I think everybody rubs off on you if you're, you know, if you're smart enough to let it happen. I mean, you know, I think that's how we grow is, you know, watching other people and, you know, if you're really present in the scene and, you know, you're going to start doing things maybe that you didn't even plan, you know, because if you're really there and reacting to what they're doing and then before you know it, you're like, wow, I've never done anything like that before because of the other person that I was working with. If you make it about the other person, I think you're kind of better off.
Who's the actor that you think has most influenced you?
Well, certainly my husband, Michael Emerson. I mean, you know, just watching him and watching his work, and I mean, he's sort of similar in that he really does transform from role to role, and he happens to be playing one role right now that he's most recognizable for, but, you know, he played Oscar Wilde off Broadway in one of the biggest New York hits in the 90s, you know, and like couldn't be more different than Benjamin Minus, you know. You know, I guess, you know, it's more people that I've actually worked with than watching people I don't know, you know. Like, of course, I admire many actors on screen, you know. Meryl Streep has always been a hero of mine. Holly Hunter, she's from Georgia. I got to work with her and, you know, being on set with her and working with her on this little movie called Woman Wanted was, you know, more than thrilling, you know, because I kind of had her as a role model of, like, well, she came from where I came from, you know. I mean, even Julia Roberts, like, I've worked with her twice, and she's from Georgia, and I you know, I feel like a connection with people that, you know, I feel like come from a similar background. And, like, even the most recent film that's out that I'm in called That Evening Sun, Ray McKinnon and Walton Goggins, who are actors in the movie, but they're also producers and directors. You know, I just learned a lot being around them and being on set with them. And again, they're both from Georgia. And so I do like to kind of find, you know, the common ground.
Now, you said that you are married to Michael Emerson. Do you guys ever consult each other on roles you're considering or help working each other work on scenes? Or?
You know, we kind of try to keep it separate. We, you know, sort of cast each other in the roles of being supportive. And so we really don't do that. I mean, every once in a while, if, like, I have an audition and I feel like I need another eye, I'll work on it with him. And he'll give me a few suggestions and vice versa. But for the most part, we kind of stay out of each other's way. And because, you know, so much of this business is about having to overcome obstacles, and so, you know, you don't even want to bring that into the house, you know. So we but, like, a lot of times, because I'm traveling a lot, I will put myself on tape for auditions a lot, and he reads with me off camera, and that's always helpful. Mm-hmm. You know, because then you get much more relaxed.
Yeah.
Than if you go into a casting director's office and you're reading with a casting director, you know.
Well, how do you prepare for a role?
I guess it's different for each part, depending on, you know, the demands of the part, you know. I mean, True Blood now, I really know Marlene, and it's very fun to have a character that you know and you know how to embody, but you actually get to have different scenes every day, as opposed to a play where, you know, you learn the entire play and then you do it over and over again. You get on the same train every night. It's kind of fun doing a TV show where it's a little bit, you have to, you know, bring different tools and stuff to the table.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, I play a lead in a film called Lovely by Surprise, and it was a very... it was a very, not such a linear way of telling a story. And so the character had a lot of psychological things that was going on. And so I prepared for that role in a different way than I would have for, say, Duplicity. I actually learned the entire role. I was completely off book before I got to set, just because I felt like I needed to understand the entire arc of it before I even went into it, so that I would have the freedom to play with, you know, whatever was being thrown my way. I was glad I did it that way, because it was an indie and they had a short shooting schedule. So I felt prepared, but not, you know, set.
Let's talk about True Blood for a second.
Okay.
Now, when you first read the part, did the character immediately jump out at you? Because you're perfect in it.
No. Well, I appreciate that, but you've seen what I look like.
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
you don't immediately read True Blood and think, oh, Carrie Preston for Arlene, the 40-something redheaded, you know, blossom. You know, like, this doesn't happen. But I was the only reason that I got that part was because I had worked with Alan Ball already on a film that he directed called Towelhead. And so I met him on that film, and I was playing a completely different character, albeit a Southern one, but completely different than Arlene. But Alan is one of those people that is perfectly okay with casting an actor that he likes and letting the actor find the role, you know, instead of casting somebody who's perfect. You know, I mean, he cast Anna Paquin as Sookie, and she's not the first person you would think of for that part either. And actually, he kind of did that with everybody on the show. He just picks, you know, actors that he likes, and he lets us find the role. So when I was doing Towelhead with him, I asked him what he was doing next, and he told me he was doing a vampire show. I was like, what? And then he said, yeah, I think I might have something for you in there. And when I read the script, I didn't know what he was talking about. And I called my agent, so I was like, I don't know which part he's talking about. There's nothing for me in here. And they said, oh, it's Arlene. And I said, oh, okay, all right, I can try that. So, you know, I went in, and I know that woman. I grew up with that woman. And I, you know, brought an audition in that, and he was, you know, very interested in how I interpreted it. And he told HBO, this is who I want. And they said, great. And we'll, you know, we'll get her a wig. So that's what they did, you know.
Yeah.
So it was nice that, once again, that, you know, work begets work.
Does Alan Bald or does somebody call you and tell you your storyline before the season starts?
Well, you know, our show is based on these books, so we do have a blueprint of this, the series, but they've really departed from that.
Yeah.
Quite a bit. And so I did read the books and just kind of got a general idea of it, but I trust our writers. You know, our writers are pretty great, and we're lucky in that we get scripts pretty far in advance, whereas some shows like Lost, you know, they get them a couple of days before they start shooting. And we, like, for example, we just started shooting the fifth episode of season three, but we've read, you know, we've gotten scripts through the sixth already. So we, you know, it is nice to have sort of a sense of where your character is going.
Yeah.
But you know, we've got some great writers that we can trust are going to take us, you know, someplace. And then Alan has told me a little bit about what's going to happen with my character for the rest of the season. So I kind of know a little bit about where we're going.
So you said earlier you started your own production company. Is that more to take control of your career, create roles that you might not be ultimately considered for?
You know, we started it back in 2004 when James and I were both not working a lot, and I had been taking some classes, some filmmaking classes, and was starting to mess around with it a little bit. And rather naively, we just said, well, let's make a movie, you know, and we kind of self-taught ourselves how to do that, you know. And before we knew it, you know, we're shooting on weekends and we're getting this footage, and before we knew it, we had enough to cut the film together, and it ended up, you know, doing well. And we learned a lot, and we were able to kind of take what we learned on the first one and improve it on the next one. And so, yeah, sort of the goal is to kind of keep building. And these are no budget movies, you know. And now I'm hopefully directing in the fall a movie that a friend of mine wrote, and we're hoping we'll be able to take it to the next level, and we have investors that are interested in actually giving us a budget, whereas before we were pretty much self-budgeted. It's been exciting, and to kind of keep taking it, you know, little baby steps.
What's your advice to actors?
My advice to actors is don't wait around for somebody to tell you what you can do, because there's so many ways now to be creative and to create your own work, whether it be, you know, doing a showcase of a play, or, you know, getting a camera and shooting a short or shooting a feature or whatever. I mean, we're much more empowered now that technology has advanced so much, where people can, you know, create their own work. And because as soon as you start putting your power in somebody else's hands, then your creativity, I think, is going to be stifled.
Thanks, Carrie, and thank you for listening. Don't forget to keep coming back to DailyActor.com for more interviews, news, and acting resources. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.